Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from June 14, 2021 to June 18, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On June 14, here were the news. Lending startup Parallel Finance raises $2 million to bring more DeFi to Polkadot, Kusama. Bitcoin options smile shows market fearful of downside despite Tesla news. Music-focused NFT marketplace raises $4 million from Cuban, Kutcher, Dapper CEO. On June 16, here were the news. Crypto lawyers Andrew Hinks, Justin Wales join fintech practice at Miami's KNL Gates. Binance-backed Travala launches DTravel, a decentralized Airbnb. Big-time studios to push play to earn through Binance NFT marketplace. Mark Cuban invests in decentralized data marketplace DClimate. Bitcoin enters wait and see phase ahead of Fed statement. Panama to present crypto-related bill in July. Decentralized credit protocol Goldfinch raises $11 million in Series A funding. On June 17, here were the news. Republican House campaign arm to accept donations in crypto. World Bank denies El Salvador's request for technical assistance on Bitcoin. Paxos adds Wedbush Securities in quest for same-day stock settlement. TRM Labs raises $14 million as crypto tracking steps into spotlight. Bitcoin holders become net buyers for first time since October as death cross looms. Iron Finance's Titan token falls to near zero in DeFi panic sell. Banks edge closer to Ethereum 2.0 staking. On June 18, here were the news. Chinese commercial bank enables digital yuan cash conversion at ATMs. Want to own a piece of CNN's news history? There's an NFT for that. Sichuan becomes latest Chinese province to order Bitcoin miner shutdown. Examine blockchain for ways to stop forced labor goods, Australian committee says. Bitcoin remains relatively resilient post-Fed as fiat currencies drop against dollar. Paraguay Entertainment Group to accept Bitcoin, Ether, SHIB next month. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.